I'm speaking today with Derek Campbell, Executive Director of the Prince George Public Interest Research Group, or PGPIRG. Dara, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for reaching out, Kate.
So before we get into the details of this advocacy campaign around access to menstrual products, could you maybe just tell us a little bit about PGPIRG, the organization, and some of the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So PGPIRG is a nonprofit student society based at the UNBC Prince George campus, and we've been on campus since 1995, and our general mandate is to engage and empower students in taking action on social and environmental justice issues. And so our focus is always kind of changing with the students around campus and the leadership that we have in the organization. And lately, we've been very focused on food security and local food systems and sustainable agriculture and gardening and sort of that vein of things, a very food-centered programming. And
So this menstrual product campaign, what exactly is it that PGPIRG and your partner organizations are calling for?
So we kind of got started, there's a larger campaign called the Period Promise campaign, and it's run by United Way, and it's about raising awareness of period poverty and trying to get period products and supplies to schools or just into communities. And so we've kind of branched from that, and we are advocating for UNBC to provide free period products in the bathrooms on all campuses.
What does that term mean, period poverty?
That's a good question. It's not something we talk about a lot, or we talk about it a lot in the context of a lot of poorer countries, but period poverty exists anywhere in the world that there are people who menstruate, because, with economic inequality, there's obviously inequality in terms of access. And so period poverty basically describes when someone lacks the means, either a combination of financially, but also it can be socially, of accessing the right products that they need to, A, manage their periods and be able to, go to school and do different activities and participate in sports and that kind of thing, but also to have the education on what's happening in their bodies and to, really have a fuller understanding of their own reproductive health. So sometimes it's financial, but a lot of it too is tackling stigma and social barriers.
Mm-hmm. How long has PGPIRG been working on this campaign?
We started working on this campaign earlier in the fall. The Grad Student Society at UNBC reached out to us and also reached out to the Northern Women's Center on campus and asked if we wanted to collaborate on this. And we kind of got the ball rolling right before the holidays, and we have actually reached out, and we've had two meetings now with the president of UNBC, Dr. Payne, to talk about our campaign and just to actually start discussing finer points and what it would look like to implement this on campuses. So it's been a couple of months, but it's been kind of slow. And in conjunction with this, we're also running a giveaway on all of our Instagram feeds, and we are giving away 3 Diva Cups that we got donated by Diva Cup, which is awesome. So there's also that going as well until the end of the month.
So I know there's been quite a few other campaigns, some of them really high profile, like the one in Scotland, that have been successful, calling for increased access to menstrual products. Have you been following these other campaigns, or have you learned any lessons from them that you're incorporating into your own?
Yeah, we've been trying to do a little bit of research around the availability of period products, whether it's on campuses or in other civic institutions, offering them at sports centers and schools and that kind of thing. Been trying to do some research around that to be able to bring it to UNBC and basically show them what kind of work is happening elsewhere in the world, but also highlighting the lack of just how uncommon it is. And so part of the reason we did that research is that so that we can come to UNBC, and we've actually found out that if UNBC were to implement this and offer, free pads and tampons in bathrooms, we would be the first campus in Canada to do that, to have free period products.
That's pretty amazing. So how has the response been so far? I mean, you mentioned talking a few conversations with the UNBC president. Has the taboo around menstruation been an impediment in starting these conversations?
It's actually been a really positive experience so far. So our campaign hasn't been as much in the public eye. We didn't, you know, go the route where you get a petition or anything like that. We really just formed a group of student organizations. So yeah, the Northern British Columbia Grad Student Society, the Northern Women's Centre, ourselves, as well as we looped in the Undergrad Student Society and went directly to the president's office. And he has been really receptive and really enthusiastic about this. Speaking to him about period poverty and about periods in general, it's been very open. And, you know, he really appreciated that we brought this because, you know, he doesn't have a period and wasn't super aware of it. And so we haven't really faced a lot of stigma, but we also haven't quite, you know, we haven't really opened it up. It's just been a conversation directly from us to the university and specifically with Jeff Payne. And he's been really receptive and he has told us in pretty plain language that he is happy to implement this and wants to work on the plans for how to make this like a long-term, you know, sustainable, a well-done program.
And Dara, in your opinion, what would the success of this campaign signal to all of the many folks on campus who bleed? What kind of symbolically does it mean?
I think the basis of this whole campaign is the acknowledgement that having access to like appropriate period products is a human rights issue. You know, you wouldn't see a campus where they don't offer toilet paper or they charge for toilet paper or, you know, other things that we need for our human bodily functions, but periods are so stigmatized and they're not seen in the same way, and it really just comes down to misogyny. And so I think really we're wanting that recognition that you know, periods are normal and that period products are a human right, and that they're, you know, it's not something that should be a barrier for anyone on campus in terms of attending class or being focused on their studies, that they should just have access to the thing they need because of the way that their body works.
Mm-hmm. And just to wrap up, how can people support this campaign and learn more about PG PERG?
So if people want to learn more about PG PERG, we have an Instagram. We also have a Twitter and a Facebook page. I think like everyone, we're very focused on our social media right now with COVID. And, you know, people are always welcome to just send us an email. It's pgpirg@unbc.ca and ask about different opportunities or to join the newsletter. And if people are wanting to support this campaign, I would direct them to, again, either reach out to us or maybe reach out to the Grad Student Society and just, let them know if, or let us know, I should say, if you have any capacity in terms of volunteering or if you're just voicing support. I think having students just voice that will be, you know, helpful. Not that we've met resistance, but just helpful in our discussions with the university, you know, just to show that there is wider support. And yeah, so I think we don't really have a, you know, a specific ask, but I think reaching out to us over email would be a great way.
Okay. Dara, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate, and thanks, CFUR.